So I'm going to be talking about a story about a Virginia teen who she summoned, supposedly, Papa Legba. This is how the story goes. So her name is Kaitlyn Reston. She wanted to summon Papa Legba to help her put a curse on a supposedly an ex-girlfriend. I'm not sure by what they mean, like ex-girlfriend. I'm not sure if she dated the person or they were ex-friends or something. But so anyways, she wanted to put a curse on this person. She was a Wiccan. She really dealt with Wiccan. But she decided that, you know, she wanted to try something else, like something new. So supposedly, you know, she was making voodoo dolls. She made a voodoo doll and put a picture of it on Twitter. And people were telling her, you shouldn't mess with things that you don't know about. And she reacted by writing a tweet saying, like, who are you to judge me on what I want to do? If I want to practice like another religion, I could do it. And who are you to stop me? So basically, she didn't want to listen to people's warnings. So anyways, so she says she summoned Papa Legba, that she saw him and she was scared. But my thing is that supposedly when you're working with Papa Legba, he will show himself to you, you know, like an old man, like a very old man with a cane. Supposedly, you know, he looks friendly. He could present himself like an old man with a cane or as a trickster, like a child or something. Now, the teen, Kaitlyn Reston, from what she was saying that she saw Papa Legba and that she was scared. So a lot of people are saying that she probably didn't summon Papa Legba, and she probably ended up seeing Baron Samedi, who is the Loa of the dead. Because there's a big difference between him and Papa Legba. Now, as for Baron Samedi, if you see images of him, you know, he's like dark skin and his face is kind of like a skeleton version or something like that with a hat. And I mean, if you look at images in the internet, it kind of looks scary. So a lot of people feel that Kaitlyn Reston, that she didn't really summon Papa Legba like she thought. She probably summoned Baron Samedi, and maybe that's why she got scared. Or could it be that the house she was living in, since Virginia in the 1800s, there was a lot of slavery, you know, that state had a lot of slavery and a lot of plantation owners. Could it be that maybe she didn't know what she was messing with and she ended up summoning a spirit like of a old plantation owner, and probably his spirit, you know, probably didn't like what she was doing? You know, they say they found her body in the bathtub and that she drowned, like her head was face down as if she drowned. But they were also saying that she suffered from panic attacks. So could it be that she summoned a spirit from the 1800s of a plantation owner, since back then there was a lot of racism? Or could it be that in her family history, like her ancestors, could it be that they were plantation owners as well? Could it be that maybe it was a spirit of her ancestor? There's like a lot of explanations. But, you know, supposedly, you know, there's a lot of theories to this story. Like, they say that Papa Legba, He holds the key. He holds all the keys of opening roads. So if you want to fix anything in your life, you will have to go to Papa Legba. If you're going to work with him, you will have to go to a crossroad. Like north, south, east, west. Kind of like a cross. You will have to find a crossroad. You will have to give him offerings. For example, the type of stuff he likes is dark coffee. You could put candy for him. He likes candy. His number is the number 3. If you're gonna work in a, if you're gonna have an altar, put 3 candles. You know, the number 3 is his candle. The number 3 is his number. So you will put 3 candles. You could put cigars, cigarettes, toys, rum, candies, a pipe with tobacco. They say as offerings he likes roast peanuts, chicken, etc. You know, a lot of people say that they have had experiences with Papa Legba and they never have experienced like anything the way, you know, Kayleen probably experienced. So I think that she probably didn't summon Papa Legba. She probably thought she did, but I don't think it was him. Now there's stories, like for example of James Brown. You know, James Brown, when growing up, he was a good singer, but he wanted to have the whole package. So supposedly James Brown, he went to the crossroads. He brought a microphone with him and he brought some shoes. And he said to Papa Legba that he wanted to be a better singer. He wanted to be a better performer. So Papa Legba started singing and doing amazing dancing. So Papa Legba gave James Brown back the microphone and the shoes. And supposedly, ever since that happened, James Brown, his voice, his singing was way better and his performance was so great. You know, he became very famous. He started getting all this fame and everything. Now, the thing is, supposedly working with Papa Legba, he can be a trickster. So you gotta be careful how you word things. Like, what do you want specifically from him? Now, when you're working with these entities, you cannot be demanding. You have to give offerings and ask with respect. But you gotta be very specific on what you want, because he could be a trickster. For example, I heard a story, you know, a man, he said he wanted a beautiful woman. Okay. Papa Legba gave him a beautiful tranny. And the man was like, but I wanted a beautiful woman. Yes, you wanted a beautiful woman, but you weren't specific saying that she had to be 100% female. So that's why you got to be careful with the wording. And for example, there has been other stories. There was a story about a woman. She didn't have no job. So she asked Papa Legba, you know, please help me find a job. I promise I'm going to give you so-and-so. Okay. Papa Legba gave her the job. But the lady didn't hold her part of the deal. She didn't give him any offerings, so he took it away from her, the job. She lost the job. So the lady was like, oh, what did I do wrong for me to lose a job and for everything to go away? Well, a friend of hers said, Did you remember to give him the offering? And she said, oh, I forgot. Of course you forgot. So then she gave him the offering and she got the job back. So there's a price for everything when working with entities. You gotta always give them offerings. You always gotta have your part of the deal. Always keep your part of the deal and be specific on what you want. So when working with Papa Legba, always remember, don't forget the offerings. Do not be too demanding. And remember, everything comes with a price. They say, be careful what you wish for. As for Caitlin Reston, well, they say be careful, like I said, they say be careful what you wish for. What goes around comes around. She wanted to put a curse on somebody. Now, was this curse worth it? She ended up leaving her beautiful 5-month daughter behind, and she left her family behind, and they're all grieving and missing her. So a lot of people say that witchcraft, that voodoo, that the lowest, you know, densities and evil and good doesn't exist. But I have seen things with my own eyes. Trust me, good and evil does exist. And if you don't believe it, then you're a fool. Now, what happened to this girl was a really sad story. But before messing with things like this, always do your research and always make sure that you're prepared for this. But anyways, let me tell you more about the story of Caitlin Reston. So, yeah, she was putting pictures, you know, on Twitter of her making a voodoo doll. But I don't know, like, the messages she was putting, it sounds like she was, like, kind of playing around, but in a way she wasn't, you know? And so 2 days before she passed away, that's when supposedly she saw Papa Legba. And then they ended up finding her, you know, dead in the bathtub. Supposedly she drowned underwater. She was found face down. You know, there wasn't really an explanation. But, you know, it's a very sad story. But my point is, always do your research and always be careful with the unknown. Let me repeat this again. Papa Legba, he holds all the keys to open doors. Also, he's the mediator between people and other spirits. So if you want to connect with spirits, Papa Legba can help you communicate with other spirits. Now, to work with Papa Legba, his colors are red and black. His number is 3. His animal is the dog. The days to work with him best is Monday. The type of gifts to give him, give him keys. You could put like little crutches, little canes, walking sticks in the altar. Offer him some rum, candies, cigars, cigarettes, even a pipe with tobacco. He likes black coffee, roast peanuts, he likes chicken, etc. Remember, he speaks all types of languages, so you don't have to worry. when communicating with him. Now, as for working with Papa Legba, James Brown, the name of one of his albums was called A Man Has to Go Back to the Crossroad. He had a song, right? He had a song and it said, Papa don't take no mess. Papa got a brand new bag. The connection is, Papa got a brand new bag. He's not too fancy, but his line is pretty clean. And don't play him cheap, 'cause you know he ain't shy. Papa don't take no mess, 'cause when he's uptight, he knows he's right. Huh? You got yourself a fight. So right there, that's proof right there that James Brown, you know, he went to the crossroad to work with Papa Legba to grant him the fame and fortune that he wanted. You listen to his song where he mentions Papa got a brand new bag. And if you saw the way James Brown used to dance, no one was able to dance the way he did, because he did it so fast. To get all that fame and fortune, he went to the crossroad. So that's proof right there. You just gotta know how to do your thing. Also, there has been other celebrities that, you know, they have worked with Papa Legba or any other identities as well, you know. But the thing is, working with things like this, there's a price. Why do you think that there's some celebrities who had a lot of fame and fortune but end up dying mysterious deaths, like in plane crashes, or end up getting killed or suicide or overdose? Because when you work with things like this, if you don't give them what they want, they will come for you.